time, Zoe Pierce coming in next week as a live guest.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never ever ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought, undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
It is 1:04 on WMFO in Medford. My name is DJ Rizzle King, and this is Anything and Everything Wednesdays at 1 p.m. My partner DJ Slips will unfortunately not be joining us this week. He's feeling a bit under the weather, but that doesn't mean we can't listen to some good music anyway. Maybe have some interesting one-on-one conversations. If you want to give a call in for any of our normal topics of conversation, give us a call at 855-915-9636. But otherwise, we're just going to get right off with some music. This is some Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Can let go. should have had the guts to face me. It would have meant so much if you'd look me in the eye.
That was Baby You Make Me Crazy from The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith. And before that, you heard Come Fly With Me from Frank Sinatra. Really different styles, but that's what you get here on Anything and Everything. We'll play a couple more songs, but coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Black Panther, which came out over the weekend, shattered some box office records while still being pretty entertaining but important movie. A couple of thoughts on that after the next two songs. Here's Pentatonix.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
That was Jolene with Pentatonix and Dolly Parton. Obviously a Dolly Parton original from way back when, but covered with Dolly Parton by Pentatonix just a couple of years ago, who are sadly one original member short at the moment, Avi Kaplan, no longer being with the group to provide that classic bass sound that you hear in so much a cappella, but he's moving on to new things that he thinks will be good for his career, and we hope for the best. Next, we have a slightly less professional a cappella group, but still, I like to think, quite good. These are the Tufts Amalgamates, Hold Back the River.
Tried to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square. Let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back.
That was the Tufts Amalgamates with Hold Back the River from The Lockbox about 6 months ago, I think, at this point. The Amalgamates, if you're interested, have a show this Friday in Sophia Gordon Hall, Friday at 8 p.m., free to students. So if you are interested and looking for a fun way to spend your night, come through. It's going to be extremely fun, lots of music. Now, as promised, quick... Without giving too much away, I just want to go talk a little bit about Black Panther, because I saw it a couple of days ago, and I'm admittedly a bit of a Marvel Cinematic Universe fanboy. I'm a huge fan, But admittedly, some of their movies land kind of flat. As much as Captain America Civil War had cool visuals and started to integrate the whole cast of the MCU into one movie, which is the ultimate goal in the two-part movie Infinity War, which comes out, first part comes out in May, they haven't always been the best. Iron Man's 2 and 3, Civil War, admittedly not that great. The first Captain America movie, the second Avengers movie, they're all better movies than DC Comics movies. I can't remember the last DC Cinematic Universe movie that was good, not counting the Dark Knight trilogy, which isn't canon at this point. But Black Panther kind of turned that around. I think it was easily the best standalone Marvel movie since Iron Man, if not the best ever. Iron Man was good because it laid the foundations for what a Marvel movie would be. The Black Panther was good for a bunch of reasons, and this is a combination of my own opinions and stuff I've been reading in periodical reviews of it, talking to other people, so I don't claim full ownership over all of these ideas, but I think one thing that, from a movie standpoint, that Black Panther did really well was the villain. Now, the villain, for those of you who have seen it, can be described as two-part. I will try and do this without any major spoilers, but Andy Serkis as Claw, actually not in a motion capture suit for once. We can see what he looks like when he's just acting normally. And then Michael B. Jordan, who emerges as the main villain about halfway through the movie. He's very clearly a villain from early on, but his performance is incredible. And he provides a villain with depth and with legitimate motivations. I love Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I can't tell you exactly what the motivations were behind villains like the Dark Elves in Thor: The Dark World, or even Obadiah Staines in, I think that's his name, even that I can't remember his name is kind of telling, from the first Iron Man, Whiplash from the second Iron Man movie, and they butchered the Mandarin, which had the potential to be one of the best villains of all time. But Killmonger is excellent in just every way. He's a compelling action hero. He has a compelling backstory. And as you start to see more of the story, which is revealed in a non-linear way, you start to sympathize with Killmonger. Michael B. Jordan with another incredible performance. Obviously, we'll look over Fantastic Four, or Fan4Stick, as it is jokingly known, because that was horrible and had, you know, some amazing young potential in it with Miles Teller and Kate Mara and Michael B. Jordan, obviously. But I loved Creed. I know there was some pushback from old school fans, but overall, really stellar movie that huge critical reception, and he continues it. I think he's better in Black Panther than he is in Creed. The whole cast is great, but I think the important thing is how they portray Wakanda as a thriving thriving home of industry, of innovation, but also of tradition, and letting a narrative occur without plight driving everything, the plight of African American people, which in America in particular, which is obviously a topic that's been covered a lot in recent movies, especially recent movies that have garnered critical acclaim, and it's absolutely important to talk about these issues. You saw it in stuff like Fences and Moonlight, especially from last year's Oscars. But this is a new take, and this is a nation of African people at the height of the world. Literally nobody above them trying to do right by the rest of the world when the whole world necessarily hasn't necessarily done right by them. And that's part of what makes Michael B. Jordan as a villain so compelling, is his argument as to the wrongdoing of Wakanda. But you can, that's a matter of opinion. I don't want to give too much away. I have plenty to say. If you want to call in and talk a little bit off the air and you've seen it, I would love to talk about it. It was one of my favorite movies of the last year, at easily. I think would be not necessarily, comic book movies don't get nominated for Oscars too often, with the exception being Heath Ledger in Dark Knight, obviously. But I think this has Oscar potential, and it's definitely Oscar caliber, especially when you look back on it as a whole. But enough of that for now. If you're interested, give me a call in, 855-915-9636. And before we get back to some music, we should just everybody pay close attention to a quick PSA.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I can hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. They said you were leaving, someone swept your heart away. From the look upon your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it, tell me about the plans you're making. Oh, tell me one thing more before I go.
My behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessary, but critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle. You dream me dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Not fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on.
That was Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5 from Songs About Jane, long time ago. And before that was How Am I Supposed to Live Without You from the reality show The Voice, performed by Christian Cuevas, who unfortunately didn't win. I love the guy who won, but I also loved Christian Cuevas, and I would have wanted to hear a little bit more of him. So, before we go on, just quick note about Maroon 5. Songs About Jane is, I think, what a lot of people imagine when they hear Maroon 5. It embodies the best of what the group has to offer. But I think a little bit, as much as I still love them and I still love Adam Levine, they're kind of becoming parodies of themselves. Maroon 5 has become a knockoff, has been ripped off a lot in the last 16 years, and a lot of groups who aren't as good and don't have as much artistry have produced a kind of similar sound. But if you listen to kind of their more modern stuff, it doesn't have as much grit to it. It's much more overproduced, which is admittedly the direction music is going in. I mean, you can't necessarily compare a group at the beginning of the 2000s and the end of the 2010s. But at the same time, I kind of miss that original style of Maroon 5. Alright, we'll be signing off a little bit early today, but I'm going to leave you with one more song from the Black Panther album, all of which is excellent, produced by Kendrick Lamar, and not all of which is featured in the movie, so even if you've seen the movie and you loved the music, I still recommend you go listen to the album. There's a lot of stuff inspired by the movie, which is really thought-provoking and just fun to listen to. So if you're looking for a great way to kill 45 minutes, I can't recommend a better one at the moment. So this is DJ Rizzle King on Anything and Everything WMFO Medford. Tune in next week, 1 p.m. Wednesday, for the return of DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King as a pair. Before we go, for our regular listeners, I have been instructed to pass on sweatpants and sweatpants or real pants. We cannot go by without it. Both DJ Slips and I are in real pants and real shirts this week due to the freakish 72 degrees outside. And it's going to be snowing tomorrow somehow. So there is your update if you were just dying to know. And this is Redemption from the album Black Panther. And I will see you next week.
I'm not afraid to die. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you, dancing in the rain with my hair freshly done. We just knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the water wash our masks away. Laughing at a joke no one else thinks is funny. Cheesecake for dinner, steak for dessert. I'm finally awake, no more faking it, honey. Even if it means I'll get hurt. I met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you, dancing in the rain with my hair freshly done. We both knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the water wash our masks away. Silly me, it's okay just to be. Silly me, serious, I've had enough. I met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you, surprised to love the woman I had become. I just knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the truth wash my mask away.
One day I'll go and leave this place behind, below the moon, a different state of mind. Assume myself farther from it all. I find myself and all my demons crawl.
Punchlines and good times, it's all mine tonight. I am